So the first picture, can you see Jesus here? This is Jesus in an Italian landscape, going back to the time of the Renaissance, about 1450, something like that. And this beautiful painting was painted by a man with a very long, fancy name, Piero della Francesca. And he painted it for the altarpiece at the church in San Sepolcro, dedicated to John the Baptist. And if you look, you can see Jesus there standing in the middle, and there's John standing by his side, just on the tip of pouring water over his head. And then above Jesus' head, can you see the dove? So this painting has Jesus, it has the dove of the Holy Spirit. And then if you saw the picture in the flesh, you would see that there are rays of gold light radiating out of the back of Jesus' head. And they're to symbolize God the Father. So in one painting, we have God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit there. Now, I love this painting, and I love it because of the absolute concentration on Jesus' face. He's totally caught up in the moment. He's realizing that his Heavenly Father loves him and is calling him, and the significance of that call. It's like a painting of Jesus' epiphany, if you like. Now, round the outside, we have three angels at the side ready to minister to him. There's another bloke at the back ready to take his clothes off and get in the water too. And then in the back you have the scenery of Italy, the whole world waiting to know the meaning of this moment. And it's Jesus comes with a mission to make the world that is incoherent, coherent. To be saviour of the people. I wonder if you have ever felt the intimacy of that call, knowing that your Heavenly Father is for you. This is my Son, my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. I think there are moments in our life where we all long for that absolute concentration and to feel as though we're in the heart of our Heavenly Father. So that's my first picture. This second one is very different. This is entitled The Angry Christ, and it's painted by an artist from the Philippines called Lino Pontibon. And he's a very interesting man. He paints from his gallery at the top of his house, and his house overlooks the most enormous municipal rubbish dump. And as he's looking out of his window, he sees children scavenging on this rubbish dump, looking for something to eat. He thinks of the passages of Scripture, the one we heard today about Jesus calling the children to him. And then he thinks of Luke 19, where Jesus goes into the temple and turns the tables over, of the money changers, where Jesus is angry. And he reckons that if Jesus were there looking out of his garret window, he would be angry at what he sees of children trying to find something to eat on the rubbish heap. How does this picture make you feel? I find it quite disturbing. I feel he's pointing at me and saying, this is you, this is your responsibility. You are responsible for this, you have let this happen. And what are you going to do about it? We think a lot, I think, of Jesus as someone who is the man who is the bringer of peace. But there were times when Jesus got angry because he was also the man of justice. And anger can be good because it can motivate us to do something about the things that are wrong. So that's my second picture. My third one is this. And now we go to 1970s Canada. And this is a man called Willis Wheatley who painted this picture. The United Church of Toronto commissioned him to paint it. And initially it was entitled Jesus Christ the Liberator. But we probably know it all now as the Laughing Jesus. And it's a wonderful painting. It reminds us that Jesus came to liberate us from sin and death, to experience the fullness of life, to experience joy. After all, we are an Easter people. He came that death might be transformed into new life, that our grieving and sorrow might become joy. That our desolation and feelings of hopelessness might become hope as we find new life in him. I wonder sometimes if we forget the joy that we find in Christ. So, why this morning have I brought you these three pictures? Well, I think it's something like this. Can we go back to the first one? Like Scott, we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father. And I pray that each one of us will hear, my son, my daughter, in whom I am well pleased. And will know that intimacy of connection with the love of our Heavenly Father. But that's not the full story, is it? Once we know that intimacy and that love, the next picture, we're then called to follow Christ and to care about the things that he cares about, for our complacency to be challenged, and for us to get up and do some good. And then finally, from what position do we do that? Sometimes I think we can kind of sink into a feeling of duty and we've got to do things. Whereas Wheatley reminds us that we do it from a place of generosity, of joy and of grace, because we have so much joy to share in the love that God has given us through Christ.